As I know, Gavin, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, Mousie Gray has found a way out of his domestic bondage. A certain little notice from his local draft board has freed him from the days of household duties which his wife, Gussie, has long imposed upon him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Mousie's just entering.
Well, howdy,
Mousie. Come on in.
Yeah, come on back, Mousie.
Hello, Lum, Abner.
Hey, Noggin, we thought you'd be in a uniform at this time, Mousie.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm not really in the Army yet. I still have to take my physical examination.
Oh, you ain't taking that yet, huh?
No, sir. See, I have to report my draft board for that tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
What, do you think you'll pass it all right, Mousie?
I don't know. I sure hope I do, though.
Oh, you ought to pass that all right.
Yeah, I ought to. Of course, now, Mousie might not be in good condition, Mom. Might have soft muscle and all that, you know.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, he ought now. Well, just look what he's been doing lately. That housework. That kind of work won't put a man in condition.
No.
All he does is, well, sit around the house there and doing the dishes and washing clothes and sweeping out, scrubbing the floor, beating rugs, chopping wood, such as that. Fella gets awful soft doing that woman's work.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I never thought about that.
Oh, I've noticed, Elizabeth, she just went down something wonderful here lately. I taken some feed home there the other day, dumped it off in the front yard, and I just noticed her as I was sitting on the porch. All she could do to shoulder a 100-pound sack of bran and carry it back to the barn.
Well, I'd call Doc Miller.
Well, and she never lifted a hay tall. Had to take a hay hook and drag it back to her.
Sure, goodness.
Oh, she just ain't feeling no good at all. Awful for her.
Hmm. How do you feel, Mousie?
Well, sir, yes, I feel all right. I think I do anyway.
Well, considering everything, you don't look too bad.
Yes, sir.
Just a little pale, maybe. Sort of weak.
Do I?
Just a little. I wouldn't worry about it, though. Much.
I reckon we ought to call Doc Miller and have him come over here and sort of look Mousie over.
No, I don't believe we need to do that. It ain't that serious. I don't think.
Well, yeah, but Mousie's going to be awful disappointed, Mom. She can't get in the Army. Wouldn't you be disappointed, Mousie?
Yes, sir. I don't want to go back to doing housework. You know, Gus is a wonderful wife, been just like a mother to me, but I just don't want to go back to that housework again.
Well, I don't think you'll have to, Mousie.
You want me to call up Doc Miller?
No, all Mousie needs is a little building up. We can do that ourselves.
We can, huh?
Yeah, well, of course, we ain't got much time.
No.
When you taking the examination, Mousie?
I've got to report there tomorrow, this time, Mom.
Well, I'll give you a set of good, stiff exercises. That'll do the trick.
Oh, really? Well, are you sure that Mousie's strong enough to stand anything like that, Lum?
Well, I'll start him out on some easy exercises and work up to the hard ones, gradual.
Well, all right, I reckon. If you think he can stand it, don't want to make him sick or nothing.
Oh, you sure I can stand there, can't you, Mousie?
Well, sir, I'll try.
That's the spirit. That's the way I like to hear you talk. You make a good soldier.
Well, I hope so, Lum. I'm sure anxious to get in.
Well, I'll have you built up to where you're the healthiest man in the whole Army in no time at all.
Well, sir, I sure would like to be.
Now, if you get caught or anything, Mousie, why, you just tell Lum and he'll let you rest. Now, we don't want to hurt you a bit in the world.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. What about can we do this now?
Huh?
Or to have plenty of room.
Plenty
of room. Yeah. I got a couple of exercises where you swing one leg around the air and then you bend your head down and touch the floor with it.
Huh.
Or something like that. I forget now just how it does go, but we'll figure it out.
I'm sure glad I ain't taking any exercise, I'll tell you that.
Wait a minute. That ain't a bad idea, Abner.
How?
You better get into this, too.
Me?
Yeah. Might do you some good.
Now, just a minute, Mom. I ain't taking no examination tomorrow. I don't need no building up. I ain't soft and weak from doing a woman's work like Mouth is. I ain't done a bit of woman's work over there.
No, but this wouldn't hurt you none.
Oh.
See, I reckon we'll have to move some of this stuff out of the middle of the store so we'll have enough room to work in here.
I hope no customer comes in while we're doing this.
Move that big pickle barrel there, Abner. Get that out of the way first.
Can you listen here?
Yeah.
All right. Whereabouts do you want it moved to?
No, any place there. Over by the counter is all right.
Oh, the counter right over there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I can't move this thing alone.
All right. I'll do it myself, then. Weakling.
Huh?
The only way you're going to ever get anything done around here is to do it yourself. I've always said that. Jenny, that is heavy, ain't it?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Here, give me a hand with it, Abner.
All right, take hold over there. Get that back.
Ready? One, two, three.
Come on. I don't believe we can move that thing, Ron.
Must be nailed to the floor or something.
Would you like for me to try?
No, I don't want you to overwork yourself, Mousy.
Well, here's it. I'll try it once for you.
All right, but take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Here, Abner, start moving these boxes of grapes. You ought to be able to handle them all right.
Yeah. I can carry them things. I know. Where about you want them put?
We'll stack them up near the front window there. We might make a display out of them later.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. You want me to take some of the grapes and spill out something on?
No, you better leave the spilling to me. I think the last time you was going to spill out something, you had it all...
You want the barrel on?
Huh?
Right here?
Well, for goodness sakes. Good for you, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Maybe that ain't such a good place after all. Things will be falling off the counter into the barrel there.
Yeah, they're liable to, yeah.
Better move to the other side of the store, Mousy.
You mean over across there?
Yeah, take it easy, though.
Now, the grapes is all moved now, Lom. What else?
Well, let's see. I believe we get these two packing cases out of the way, we'll have enough room.
Well, I'm doggy, ain't we got room enough now?
Of course not.
Well, I don't see what you need so much room for. You're just going to give Mousy some exercises, ain't you? Ain't going to fight a whole old foot race in here.
What's worth doing well at all is worth doing well.
How?
That's an old Eddard saying. And a good one, too.
Well.
Grab hold of the end of that case there.
All right. Just a minute.
You ready?
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Here we go.
Oh. Is everything we got in here nailed down to the floor?
Yeah, my hand must have slipped or something. So let's try it again.
Well, let me catch my breath. I'm give out.
Well, how's this over here, Lon?
Oh, that's fine, Mousy. No, better move it about 10 feet to the right there.
Yes, about 10 feet to the right.
Yeah. All right, Abner, get a good grip on it this time.
All right, come on. I got it.
All right, let's go.
Move it now, Lon. Come on.
Maybe we'll better try the other case there.
Well, it's just the same size as this one.
I know, but sometimes some of them's lighter than others. Don't know why. Might be the kind of wood they use in them or something.
Well, it better be lighter than this one, I'll tell you that.
Now, would you like for me to move these packing cases too, Ron?
Yeah, but I'm afraid they're a little too heavy for you, Mousy.
Well, shall I try?
Well, go ahead if you want to. I gotta sit down here and rest a minute.
Yeah, oh. Don't use me too. That's hard work.
War to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Long. Reckon we ought to put off building Mousy up till some other day. I'm just wore out.
No, we can't do that, Abner. He takes the examination tomorrow. You gotta build him up today.
Yeah, that's fine. Forgot about that.
Soon as you get rested up, Abner, I want you to go and get the broom.
Broom?
Now, I know some good exercises where you hold a broom and jump over it a dozen times or so.
Oh, doggy, that sounds like a gooder. I thought you meant you want me to sweep out the floor.
No, that'll limber Mousy up good.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one, fine.
Is it all right to set these cases over here by the barrel, Ann?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Better stack them up on top of the barrel. Then they'll be out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. I'm thinking of another good exercise, too, Abner. I believe you need a trapeze for that one.
Huh? peas like they have in a circus to swing on?
Yeah, so I reckon we just have to skip that.
Well, we can rig up a swing or something. I'll just take some rope and throw it over them rafters up there.
No, that's too much bother. Craig, I don't want to overwork Mouthy.
Well, no, I don't think you want to either. I'm not here Sunday from week it is.
Well, you feel rested now, Amy?
Yeah, I reckon so. I feel pretty good, I reckon.
All right, let's get started then. Come on over here, Mouthy. That's enough moving.
Yes, sir. Is that how you wanted the packing cases, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine. Come over here and stand beside Abner there.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
We're going to do the exercises now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Don't get too close, though. Got to have room to swing your arms around. All right, stand at attention now.
Huh?
Next, stand straight, your arms down to your side now.
Huh?
Head up, chest out. For goodness sake, Abner, is that your chest down there?
I'm shorting you, Erlon. That's what makes it look that way.
Come on, Mouthy. Stand up straighter there.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, hands on the hips. Up on your toes. Mouthy, get up on your toes.
Well, I'm trying to get up there, Erlon.
Well, try harder. That's better. All right, now, bend down at the knees at the count of one. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my goodness, Rob. Saw Mousy toppled over there. Look here.
And you get some water for him.
Yeah, I'll get some.
Lucky for Mousy, we taken charge of him when we did. That boy's even in worse condition than I figured. One little simple exercise and he falls flat on his face.
Oh, that housework will soften you up every time.